You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What's going on with Martin? Don't call me Marty next door at the sports station.
I know. He's our sports morning guy next door, and he came wandering in this morning looking like hell, as usual. And he goes, hey, Jerry, I got a question for you. I'm like, what? He's like, does your wife allow you to co-mingle the laundry? Mm-hmm. I go, what do you mean? He's like, you guys have one hamper that you just kind of throw everything in. I was like, oh, yeah, yeah, just throw it in. And when laundry day comes, you sort it all out and do your laundry. And he's like, oh, boy. He's like, this is a new thing that my wife's into. She's all over me. She's yelling at me, is what he said. He's like, because she won't let me put my shirts in the community hamper. She doesn't want my shirts touching her things because she says I sweat too much. Because he's like a runner. He works out a lot and runs, yeah, you know, 40, 50 miles a day. So he's like, all of a sudden, this is a new thing where she feels like my shirts are too sweaty and she doesn't want my shirts sitting on top of her shirts. Mm-hmm. In the dirty laundry, where basically all the clothes stink. And he's like, we're just going to put them in the washer and wash them. And now she's making him sort out and do his own laundry because she doesn't want the sweaty shirts then in with everything else. So he's like, this is a new thing within the past 6 months. He's like, I don't know what happened, what triggered this, but yeah, he's not allowed to do his laundry with hers anymore.
That's interesting that it's kind of funny? Out of the blue it's after like, they've... You know what it is? It's probably she's never wanted to. It's always bothered her. Mm-hmm. But it took a few years of marriage before she could finally raise her hand and say, all right, look.
Enough's enough.
I don't want to do this anymore.
But I don't understand it because it's all dirty laundry.
I know. Yeah, you know? I know.
It's just,
I know.
It's all gross.
Gretchen and I do separate laundry. We have since day one. The next time we wash any of our stuff together will be the first time we wash any of our stuff. It's never happened. And we don't think twice about it. It's just she has a hamper, I have a hamper, and we just do our own laundry.
Do your own, okay.
Yeah.
Seems like a little bit of a waste of water and electricity to do that.
No, because it's the same amount. I mean, that way it's not done, you know, as often. I do my laundry maybe once a week or whatever. Mm. So, yeah, it's still the same amount of clothes. So it's not going to be any more
water. Yeah, but if you've
water.
Got four, say you got four buckets sitting there, two are yours, two are hers, that's four loads of laundry, where you could essentially take the four buckets and maybe combine them together and have two loads of laundry.
Well, then why don't you just take the two loads of yours and put them together, and it would still be a total of two.
That's exactly what I would do, honestly.
The math works out the same.
I don't know if it does.
Yes, it does.
And if you combine your two buckets.
You're saying
let's say you have a bucket of all whites that you got to do your whites, and she's got a bucket of all whites.
You and I throw all of our whites and colors in together.
There's the dirty little secret right there that the laundry companies have been perpetuating for years. You don't need to separate crap.
You do it first, the first one or two times you wash it. After that, it's a joke. It's a myth.
It's a myth. Every now and then, I'll end up with just a pile on my floor of, you know, shirts that have been, you know, worn for half a day, pants, I don't know if they're clean or dirty, you know, underwear, whatever. It's a pile. I scoop it all up, lights, darks, underpants, the towel in there. Yeah. I throw it in the wash all together.
Same. I don't care. And, you know, nobody ever looks at me as I'm, you know, putting on clean clothes and saying, oh, my God, did you wash that blue T-shirt with a what?
Yeah,
Nobody's ever noticed.
And there was jeans in there, too. Whoa.
Whoa.
As long as you put them on cold with the soap, fire it up. You're good to go. Cold water.
Everything's good. It washes. Now, if you want to occasionally do the thing where you got to do all separate whites and throw in a little bit of bleach or something,
sure, if they're really nasty, but yeah.
But in general. It is, I think, one of those scams perpetuated. It's like the shower, you know, lather, rinse, repeat scam. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing with, you know, shampoo.
Don't need to do that.
That they do with laundry detergent.
It always makes me laugh when we go shopping for like a new washer, you know, a clothes washer. And there's like, oh, there's all these 50, you know, cycles, delicate and gentle and extra gentle and heavy duty. I'm like, give me one option.
One
normal.
<cycle.
laughs> And then I need two buttons that say hot and cold.
Right.
That's all I need.
Agreed.
Way to go, Maytag.
Well, poor Martin. I mean, is this the beginning of the end?
It is, definitely. And have you seen his hair, too?
It should be the end, I think.
It's over.